Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's John Ostakovich, and here's what's happening. Workers at the Whole Foods on Spring Garden Street in Philadelphia could become the first in the chain to join a union. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb tells us they've asked the National Labor Relations Board to hold a unionization vote.
The 300 workers at the Spring Garden supermarket would be represented by the United Food and Commercial Workers Union. Local 1776 President Wendell Young says the union has been working through the year to get ready for the vote.
They're well organized within the store, and there is a lot of support for forming a union and achieving a union contract. So we're really proud of, you know, the way they work together to get to where they are now.
Young hopes to get the election scheduled before the end of the year and begin working on a first contract immediately. Whole Foods, which is owned by Amazon, says it recognizes the workers' right to make a decision on a union, but in a letter to workers, it said, "We believe a union is not needed at Whole Foods," saying it would limit your ability to speak for yourself and pursue your own career journey. Young says the company generates nearly $94 billion a year, but doesn't pay living wages and imposes unrealistic work rules.
When people are doing their best to get their jobs done, Amazon, Whole Foods' perspective is not enough. You have to do more because we have this computer program that says you can.
The store would be the first Whole Foods to unionize and one of the first Amazon businesses in the U.S. to form a union.
Philadelphia police are investigating after a stabbing at the current Fromhold Correctional Facility on Friday night sent two men to hospitals with wounds. Authorities say the double stabbing happened just before 7:30. A 30-year-old suffered three stab wounds to the back. He was taken to Jefferson Torsdale Hospital in stable condition. The other man, 31, suffered a stab wound to the head and was also taken to Jefferson Torsdale. Weapons were recovered by investigators. In some better news, the Philadelphia Museum of Art is not only offering area schools a chance to see its latest exhibit, but throwing in a ride there and back. We get the story from KYW education reporter Mike DiNardo.
It's a class trip the art museum is hoping schools will find tough to pass up. On Tuesdays and Wednesdays between now and February, the museum is offering schools in the Philadelphia School District and area schools receiving federal Title I funds free guided tours of a special exhibition featuring contemporary black artists. And the museum is covering the cost of school bus transportation. Museum Director Sasha Suda says the exhibition named The Time Is Always Now, Artists Reframe the Black Figure, features the work of 28 artists, including Amy Sherald, who painted the famous portrait of Michelle Obama.
I think that's one thing that the students can expect to see is people who reflect themselves, people who reflect their fashion interests, who reflect contemporary culture of the black figure.
Suda says the response to the museum's offer has been strong, but there are still some slots available.
The Thomas Jefferson University women's soccer team has advanced to regional finals of the NCAA Division II tournament for the first time in program history. More from KYW's Matt Leon.
The Rams are 19-1-2 for the season, and on Sunday they will visit Franklin Pierce up in New Hampshire, with the winner advancing to the national quarterfinals. The Rams have outscored their opponents 54-9 on the season, with junior forward Nikki Dettis leading the squad with 11 goals.
All different directions we can score. If you look at our stats, we have so many goal scorers. We score off crosses, we score off free kicks, through balls. So honestly, it's my teammates that make it so easy for me. A lot of my goals are just finishes because of the build-up play.
Franklin Pierce, 18-3-1 heading into Sunday's game, which gets underway at 1 p.m.
That's the All Local. I'm John Ostakovich. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.